This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Monday, Victory Monday. It's Monday morning. Hello to you. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Check out our video, 937thefan.com. Click on the video link, live, well, YouTube page as well. Check out the YouTube page. Just do a search for 937 The Fan. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Great, 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 great. Got my Chow Challenge T-shirt on. It's like a Tough Mudder race, but they raise food for a lot of families out in the Fraser area. They already did the race for this fall. I was a big dummy and missed it. But they'll do it again next fall, and you can still donate to what they call the Caring Commodores to help families out that way towards Fraser that are a little food insecure in that community. And then keep in touch with them. Check their website, because they'll have another one of those Chow Challenge, Tough Mudder, 5K obstacle course type runs next fall to raise more money.
All righty. As we get moving on the in the pre-show today, I had a question. And again, no sports in the pre-show. We'll rip into all the particulars of the Steeler game. And, man, do we have questions. What a game it was. Crazy game. You may have gone to bed at halftime and thought, oh, okay. And now it's 23-20. Steelers win in overtime, and it was almost a tie. But my son had a question for me. You know, these things that measure your steps, and they have been, I don't wear one, never subscribed to one, but they, I think, have done wonders for the health of some people that measure their steps, that got to get their steps in, and they track their steps, you know, using one of those bands or, you know, watches or whatever. And it's been great to calculate. Well, it's kind of served as an impetus to some to kind of get up and get moving and all of them. Well, so there's a dog that lives next door, not by himself. He lives with humans. So he lives next door and his name is Rocco. And my son said, and this is how he thinks. He said to me, if Rocco had one of those bands, he goes, I wonder how many steps Rocco takes a day. And I said, probably a lot. You know, he runs around, you throw a stick at him, he puts it in his mouth, he runs, it does a whole lap around the house, which is pretty lot of steps there. He just runs back and forth. If you ride your bike, he shadows you, right. You know, because he's got the electric fence, and he's a very kind dog and a nice dog. And my son said, if I put my watch that measures my steps on Rocco, would he get two times as many steps because he has four legs, or would it be the same?
No, it would be this. Hold on. I have to pause and think about this, especially on 3 hours sleep. No, it would be this. It would just be whatever distance Rocco went.
I said it would probably be the same. And then my son said, but should he get credit for two times as more because he has four legs? And this is the stuff that you do on a Saturday afternoon when you're sitting there and you're thinking about this. So, if Rocco had, and what are those step measuring watches called? I don't know.
There's Fitbit.
Fitbit.
Like, Apple Watch does it too.
Whoop, whatever, all of them.
Oh,
that does your heart rate.
A bunch of them.
So if we affixed a thing to Rocco, right? And it came up that he got 11,000 steps that day.
Right.
Should he essentially be credited for 22,000 steps because he's got four going?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess if we want to give the dog full credit, I mean,
and it became a debate. Like I say, well, yeah, but then my son said, but is he giving twice the effort because he has two times the legs?
That's what I'm saying. He's getting too much extra credit.
There we go.
Okay. Well, let's figure out the proper ratio here, then, Matt.
Right.
Is he using 50% more energy? 30% more energy?
I think he's just using the same amount of steps that we would.
Right, his legs are shorter.
It's just his steps.
He's got twice as many legs to operate.
That's how he's built, though.
I was saying he should get doubled. And my son was like, well, maybe. But then he goes, I agree. But the other side is his legs are much shorter.
True.
So, yeah. So
but then I said, he's
so what?
Then I said, well, that works against you. He's given more effort to go a shorter distance.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Yeah, he's going to rack up steps no matter what with those short strides.
So let's use 11,000. if it's 11,000, so then does he get 22? Because those other two are moving.
Yeah, they're not just hanging on back there.
Right.
Or up there, or whatever you consider the extra legs on a dog.
Are
the extra legs the front legs or the back legs?
That was another question, too, that came up.
Because
he said, they're four legs. He goes, well, two of them sort of serve as arms and two serve as legs. I go, no, they're all four legs.
Oh, man, I was going to say that. I don't know if there's a direct, because I'm not an expert on walking with four legs, but is it essentially like pumping your arms, those front two legs?
My son was adamant that
get
the front
down
two
on all fours yes. and try to walk like that no, or run like
but
that.
But we're not meant to.
Well, here's the thing. And I go, no, they are all four legs.
Yes.
And he goes, no, they're not. He goes, this is the kind of stuff you would think that I smoke weed all day Saturday, but I don't touch the stuff. This was our conversation Saturday sitting in the driveway. He goes, but here's the thing with Rocco. If he sits back on his butt and mm-hmm. he like sits up, he goes to punch with just the front ones and
right.
they kind of serve as arms.
Well, that's why I consider the front legs the extras, right? Like the back legs, Rocco the dog stood up on his hind legs and wanted to walk around like a human.
Uh-huh.
Those would be the legs, the back ones. The hind legs are the legit legs. The front legs, well, yeah, I mean, you could say they're like arms, but he doesn't have thumb. He's not grabbing a cup of coffee with those things.
So he should get the same amount of credit for his real legs as compared to his
Well, they're
fake
not fake legs. They're just extra legs.
Legit.
No, I said they're the extra legs. See, there's a difference there. No,
my microphone's broken inside. I have to like hold it up here if you check it out on the video. But no, so which ones are like my son said, the back ones are the legitimate legs. He goes, he has two legs
right,
and essentially two arms. They're all called legs, but the front ones function more like arms. I go, no, they don't. And he goes, yeah. He goes, but did you ever see if a dog ever walks on just two legs, it's always its back legs. It never walks on its front. And I go, yeah, but that's like a circus trick.
Yeah, I mean, they're not fake legs. They're not arms.
Uh-huh.
They're just extra legs. That's all. So Rocco should get twice as much credit for his steps if you're going to put the Fitbit on the dog.
I think. I don't know.
I've heard of people doing this before,
by the
way.
Put the Fitbit on the dog?
Put it on the dog, and then they get – or maybe I saw it on like a sitcom or something once. But
Yeah, I don't know. It was that's a tough – Matt is like beside himself here. What have you come up with?
All I'm saying is if you count it,
uh-huh.
as twice, then I'm cutting that number in half in my brain.
You say he doesn't get twice.
No, I don't.
So what are the front legs? They serve as just guideposts?
They're just not doing anything?
They're kind of like arms?
No, they're just like, yeah. They're probably a little more than pumping our arms for
us. Well, yeah, because they're in contact with the ground.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying it's a normal stride for them to use all four legs.
Yeah.
So a normal stride for us is when we count our steps.
Yeah, but the thing
steps.
Is built to count a two-legged creature, right? The Fitbit, the Apple Watch,
sure.
whatever you use to count the steps. It's built to count two legs. It's not built for four legs.
Four. Right.
So you've got to double it up.
If I'm comparing the energy, I guess, it takes.
The energy.
For me to run to have the same amount of steps
uh-huh.
as the dog would.
Okay.
That's what I'm going for here. So I would cut that number in half.
Yeah, you're cheating the dog.
You would. But the dog's legs are shorter, too. That's
right.
part of the equation.
So it's got to work.
So it's got to work
just
it.
As hard as you're working.
And it'll get credit.
To walk a quarter of a mile or
credit.
It'll get the credit.
Rocco's a nice dog, man. I'm not a dog hater, but I'm not a dog lover. I'm just like, oh, okay. Here we are. Here, check your son's room for edibles. No, he just thinks like that. He's a crazy thinker like that. I'm not a dog lover, but I'm not a dog hater. I'm just in the middle. I'm turned off by people that think I need to love their dog as much as they do. Like, I get turned off if I'm at the Home Depot and someone's kissing their dog on the face, and they look at me and they're like, wait, you don't want to pet my dog? You don't love my dog? No, I'm just buying some nails. Leave me alone. that's the part where, like, in society, people think they bring their dog to, like, the place where there's beer or the restaurant or whatever, and they think it has to sit on the table, and I need to think it's the cutest thing in the world. That's the only thing that turns me off. I don't dislike dogs. I'm not going to run and go pet every dog out there. Like, I saw a dog yesterday in North Park being pushed in a stroller. Unless it had some sort of disability.
Come on.
But I like Rocco. I like Rocco. Rocco's nice to me. I'm nice to Rocco. So I'm not a hater. I just, man, I can't figure it out. I think he does get double.
He should.
If we strap the thing to Rocco, he gets more life, right? He gets dog years.
Well,
how does that work?
No.
Are dog years double or half? I don't know.
No, there's seven. It's seven for every one.
So there
you
go.
Lost me there. I don't know.
Seven dog years for every human year. So if Rocco's a year old, he's actually seven.
Right.
That's how that works.
He's working twice as hard, clearly.
He is. Yeah.
Thank you for acknowledging what this dog is doing, Matt.
They are working hard. What about the dog in the stroller? Should I pass that off and just give the benefit of the doubt that dog has got some sort of...
You know what I say? To each their
handicap.
Own. If somebody wants to put their dog in a stroller,
yes.
Far be it from me to be the person who says you can't put your dog in a stroller.
I can think they're weird.
To go back to your point, just don't put the dog stroller on the table next to mine at the restaurant. Or, like, that's the only thing. And again, we have a dog, little froofy, fluffy dog. And I love that dog. I like dogs in general, but I don't need you. Don't treat your dog, and people are going to get mad about this, don't treat your dog like it's a human child.
I will say this, and I've consulted with my friend John Cecilia. You know John Cecilia.
Good man, yes.
Yeah, and Jim knows him too, the chief of the Northern Regional Police. And he said he doesn't think it's against the law. He should know. He said he knows it's not against the law. I think it should be against the law to drive with your dog on your lap. I see so many people that are distracted by this. I don't know how they can't be distracted by it.
So, honest admission. Let me tell you what happens when we take this dog to the groomer.
Uh-huh.
And she's going today.
Okay.
Because the fur's getting long and nasty. I grab the dog. Put her leash on her, a little harness, all that nonsense. Put her in the car. And for whatever reason, she gets all anxious when she's in the car.
Sure.
This dog will crawl like I'm like the security blanket, I guess, right? So I'm trying to drive now, and I keep picking the dog up, putting it back in the passenger seat, down on the passenger floor.
Well, I see what you're getting at, but not every dog sitting on someone's lap is going to the groomer that day.
No, you're right. You're right. But it's frustrating as hell. So here's the thing. We don't treat our dog like it's one of our kids and allow it to sit up front. Like, we don't refer to the dog like where it's parents, right?
Right.
Like, we did not give birth to this creature.
Dog mom.
Yeah.
Dog mommy, aunt.
You want to sit on mommy's lap while we drive
dog
to the store?
Aunt. Let me kiss you
on the
mouth.
No.
Dog
yeah.
aunt.
No, get your mouth away from my face.
Dog stepmom.
Don't lick my face. You're our dog, and I love you like a dog, but don't lick my face. So I don't, the sitting in people's laps thing, if you're hard pressed and you got to take your dog somewhere, I guess I'll look the other way. But like if it's driving to the grocery store to pick up a gallon of milk and you got to take the dog and they've got to sit on your lap, then we got issues.
I have seen a triple recently. Dog on lap. Cigarette in mouth and talking on cell phone.
No.
Yep. Triple.
Wow.
Yes. I saw it at a red light. I pulled away. I was next to the person at the red light. When the light turned green, I could not have pulled away fast enough just because if the chaos ensued, I wanted to be not
as far away from it as possible.
It's like those NASCAR wrecks where you see the guy go real low and the person
drives through the grass.
Go low. They got the person in their ear, their spotter, talking to them, and you just see all the smoke. Yeah. I wanted to avoid it. I got out in front of it because I knew something bad was going. It was dog on lap, and the dog, the kind of dog you think would be on the lap, like – it's 8-pound dog,
yeah.
little
8-pound Pekingese,
yes,
or something.
Yes, looking out the window, with the window down, Virginia Slim, it looked like. Big, long cigarette.
You've come a long way, baby.
Yes, and the lady talking on the phone. all at once, and I was gone as soon as the light turned green.
What is?
I know. I'm surprised she wasn't working a scratch-off ticket to hit the home run, the four-bagger.
Did she have her bingo dauber with her?
Right. It was unreal. I wanted to take a picture, but then I'm like, then I'll be the guy taking the picture. Yeah. Although I was stopped. Ed Bouchette at 7 o'clock. He loves his dog.
You think he lets Poppy ride on his lap?
Yes.
We got to ask him.
No. Even he's against it. Neil Walker, big dog lover. Oh.
I think we have questions for these gentlemen.
Oh, does he love his dog?
Outside of football.
Both of those guys, they've been to a Steeler game or two, and we talked to them, so we'll get into that. Mike Tomlin we'll hear from at 8:30. We got lots of questions about the Steelers, and they won, and that's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.